Pope Francis has named a new Archbishop of Newark, the current Archbishop of Indianapolis, Joseph Tobin. He'll replace Archbishop John Myers, who's facing criticism over his extravagant spending and for mishandling some sex abuse cases in the church. Here now to talk about Archbishop Tobin and the challenges he'll face in Newark is Father Thomas Reese, senior analyst at the National Catholic Reporter. Father Reese, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So, Father, what do you make of this choice by the Pope? Was it a surprise?
Oh, big surprise. It's very unusual for an archbishop to be moved from one diocese to another. And for someone who's a cardinal, first of all, it was a very big surprise that Archbishop Tobin was made a cardinal. They've never had a cardinal in Indianapolis before. And now he's being moved to Newark, which has never had a cardinal before. So this is unprecedented. I think that the Pope is sending Newark a terrific priest, a really good bishop who is very much like Pope Francis himself. So I think Newark should be very happy.
Yeah, we should probably make it clear that you don't automatically become a cardinal when you head up a diocese. Even Cardinal Dolan here in New York wasn't elevated to cardinal until after he became head of the New York Archdiocese, right?
That's correct. It's very unusual for a cardinal to be moved from one diocese to another. It's never happened in the United States. So this is really unprecedented territory we're in.
So what can you tell us about Archbishop Tobin and his tenure in Indianapolis?
Oh, he's a terrific guy. He's very pastoral in his approach. He's really he's a Pope Francis bishop. He wants to encourage dialogue. He's very compassionate. He's not a guy who just lays out the rules and says it's my way or the highway. He wants to be in dialogue with people. He wants to bring people together. At the same time, he's willing to take strong positions. He got in a fight with Governor Pence in Indiana because he wanted to bring in some Syrian refugees into Indianapolis. And Governor Pence said, no, we don't want you to. Well, the Archbishop brought him in anyway.
And what are some of the challenges that he'll face in Newark? I mean, Newark is such a diverse diocese.
Well, it is a challenge. I mean, it's a very diverse diocese. But he has the advantage of being very multilingual. I mean, this is a man who speaks Spanish, Italian, Portuguese. And all those groups are in Newark. It's just going to be the challenge of getting to know the people, the parishes, the priests in Newark, and frankly, the poor guy's going to have to raise money because you got to pay the bills.
And what about the Pope's selection? Does that say anything about the signal of a direction for the Catholic Church?
Well, I think it shows you the kind of bishop that Pope Francis wants. Someone who's pastoral, someone who's compassionate, someone who's in favor of dialogue as opposed to, pushing the culture wars. You know, in your previous segment, you talked about the difficulty of bringing this country together after this election. Well, I think someone like Archbishop Tobin can do that because I think he can talk to everybody and wants to listen to everybody.
Okay, Father Thomas Reese, senior analyst at the National Catholic Reporter. Father Reese, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you.